The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. And coming up in a few minutes, my guest today is an attorney out of Houston, Robert Franklin. And this kind of intrigued me because this has to do with violence and violent environments. And what piqued my interest about this is that the amount of people that are being accused. And that's all that's, you know, when, the old adage, you know, when did you stop beating your wife? You know, that's one of those loaded questions. It's an accusation and a condemnation and judge, jury, and executioner all in one question. And nowadays, folks, I feel that, and it's not funny. I'm not laughing because of that. But it was always the poor, battered women. What about the poor, battered men? And in this country, and these were facts from years ago, that 50% of married couples in this country are divorcing. And the majority of the time, it is over money. Now, do you think that those percentages are becoming even greater? I would think so. So we will talk with this fine gentleman from Houston, Robert Franklin, right after this first break. And, where is my paper? To give you an update on the drive that we've been doing, keep it coming for another day. Keep it coming for another day. Call Julie at the office at 800-724-2719 or go up to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donation button, and make a donation. Boy, all reports that I'm hearing right now, next year is not going to be a very good year. I just spoke to my favorite Chase Bank in town. And whatever information I gave them, they looked at me without batting an eyeball. That pretty much told me volumes. At any rate, for those of you that have pledged to the network, we appreciate it very, very much. This network is going to be necessary into the coming year, next year, and the year after, because simply what we do here is to try to make absolute linear sense out of all this jumbled, popped inside out kind of chaos and irrationality. It's about education, it's about law, it's about the Constitution, it's about our rights, and it's about a government that has usurped pretty much everything under the planet. And they're rather mean about it. Shiny badges in the guns, if need be. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, here we go with this edition of the National Intel Report. A stone's throw, well, at least in Texas vernacular, to the east of me over in Houston, is a man by the name of Robert Franklin. He's an attorney. And he is the representative for SAVE. And what that is Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. Now, on the surface, when you hear that, you go, oh, here's another do-gooder just out there championing for women's rights. Well, no, when you go a little bit deeper into this, and I did some reading on this, you know, we never talk about the males that get the snot beat out of them. And when I was a kid, we had such a family right down the street. He went 120 pounds wet, and she had to go 3 1/4. And this guy was always showing up with black eyes. At any rate, I have Robert Franklin with me this afternoon. Hello, Robert. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for having me.
Well, and I appreciate you were actually, and I've got to make on-air apology to you, you were actually scheduled for yesterday, and my calendar got jumbled. And you were nice enough to come back the following day, and I do appreciate that.
It's my pleasure.
All righty. Now, Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. Give me the lowdown on this, if you would, and why did you get involved with this?
In a nutshell, SAVE is about the reform of domestic violence laws. We have had domestic violence laws in this country for many years. At the federal level, for almost 2 decades, they are not working. They're not working because they are flawed in their conception, they're flawed in their funding, and they ignore the social science on domestic violence. There are even studies that show that they actually make matters worse for women. So we're all about reforming domestic violence laws, and we're also about reducing the over-criminalization of law in the United States generally.
Now, I started to read the Violence Against Women Act and its reauthorization, and hundreds of pages.
Good luck.
Yeah, and I'm not a lawyer, and there's a lot of legalese in there, but I kind of I was getting the idea about this that, and I got to tell you, the thought that first struck me when I was contacted by Spence Media was, this is probably a liberal group out there championing rights for women. But that's not really what this is about. What you're trying to do here, as you stated, we've got laws on the books about domestic violence, and it ain't helping.
Nope.
I've seen other government agencies, Child Protective Services. If you have the appearance without full investigation that something really is amiss, your children are taken from you.
Right.
The preponderance of evidence is automatically that you're guilty, and you've got to prove yourself innocent.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. Child Protective Services is, in many ways, one of the biggest scandals in the United States going on at this time, and in many different ways. But the one that you point out is absolutely correct, that they can take your children for little or no reason, and they can hold them for long, long periods of time. And, friend, it is up to you to prove that you are a good parent. And they are judge and jury.
Well, and that's interesting that the state, so to speak, takes the position of interposing themselves into your family.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
When a person is going through these problems because of federal law, And let me stop and digress for a second, because I'm having a major problem with this massive power grab that I've seen done by the federal government.
Aren't we all?
And in the states, there are different ways and different remedy. We know, and violence against anybody is not necessarily a geographic location such as just New York or Texas or, wherever. But what I have seen is a bureaucratic swath thrown over this country, supposedly for the safety and protection, and it's drawn by a bunch of lawyers and bureaucrats.
Well, and they, I don't know if they are well-meaning or not, but it is an enormous power grab. It is reaching into our families, and let's be clear, sometimes that's necessary. There are people who abuse their children, and those children need to get out of that situation. There are men who abuse their wives. There are wives who abuse their husbands. And sometimes somebody's got to do something about that, and that somebody needs to be the government. But to a great degree, this is an excuse, not a reason. The resources that we're throwing at this are far beyond what is necessary, and more to the point, they're doing it wrong. Even if the resources were allocated correctly, they're doing it wrong, and we know they are.
Well, Robert, I'll give you an example. You're in Houston, just north of you up there in Dallas, and this happened several years ago. Dallas police officer, he was off duty at the time. He was at a shopping mall in the parking lot. Evidently, his daughter... young daughter did something that needed corrective measure, and the police officer spanked his child in public.
Look out.
And, yep, you got it. What happened with this guy was he was reported. He was stripped of his patrol duties. He was put behind a desk because, And here again, it is the state determining what is healthy for the family or what is, should I say, allowable. And the man was put behind a desk. Now, I don't know how old you are, Robert, but I can remember when I was a kid, even in public school, there was corporal punishment. I remember Mr. Bauman, the shop teacher with the obligatory missing digit there, with his strap, his leather strap. He would march me down to the school bus garage and wail on me for a few minutes if I was out of line.
Right.
And I never felt that they ever did anything as a corrective measure that I had any complaints about. As a matter of fact, it became a very structured environment as to say to me, this is what you can do here and this is how far you go. If you cross that line, this is what's going to happen. But now, Robert, we have people, I don't know, do you have any ideas? You said earlier that, you know, you don't know if this is well-intended or not. Well, where is it that the state has the right to come in and interfere with a family? We've got United Nations Rights of the Children. They're
right.
they're trying to emancipate children from the control of their parents. Where do you see this coming from?
It's coming from several decades of the breakdown of the family. Back in the late 60s, we did things like no-fault divorce and so forth. And media representations and so forth that strongly encouraged the concept that fathers were bad for children, families were unnecessary, etc. The breakdown of the family has caused enormous concern among the American people, and that concern has been, if you will excuse my saying so, preyed upon by the state. It has seized the opportunity to expand its power. Our founding fathers understood that governments tend to take power. They tend to increase their power whenever possible. The breakdown of the family has been that very possibility.
Well, and the man, you've said a mouthful there, my friend, because this country is in trouble. The family, you are absolutely 100% correct. The family has been under attack.
Right.
And I don't know if people, evidently they don't hold this near and dear to their heart as a philosophy, but this country, its backbone is the family.
Right.
And from what I've seen, every move and measure has been taken to break that family apart. It isn't bad enough that we have the external stuff that an individual family can do nothing about.
Right.
Joblessness, the pressures that are put on. And as I said, the statistics that I saw years ago, that 50% divorce rate in this country, the main reason was money issues. And what is that today?
The divorce rate is roughly 50%, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
But it has not. It has, in fact, declined a little bit, particularly among, and this will corroborate what you say, it's declined among the wealthier classes. They're the ones who have figured it out and don't do this stuff anymore.
Mm.
To an extent. They still do, but the percentages are much less.
Well, I know you're not a psychologist, but the psychological aspect of marriage and the sanctity thereof. I am married. I was married by a preacher, an ordained minister, but I don't have a license through the state.
Right.
Now, they've taken care of that problem because if I cohabitate with my wife for a certain amount of time, we're just considered married anyhow.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
All right. We've got this break coming up. This is a fascinating subject because this has ramifications for a lot of different things, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll get into more of that with my guest today, Robert Franklin. The website, saveservices.org, and that stands, SAVE stands for Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. We're here to talk about the ramifications of what we're talking about.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com. Throw out some facts here for you, for the listening audience. One in ten American couples engage in intimate partner violence each year. About one in ten married and cohabitating couples experience some form of partner aggression. It could be as little as a little slap or a shove or a punch in the face or worse. Men and women initiate domestic violence at similar rates. Over 250 scholarly studies demonstrate that women are physically aggressive or more aggressive than men in their relationships with their spouses or male partners. Maybe the reason being is we've elevated and tried to make women equal status. That might have something to do with it. If an incident escalates, the female partner is more likely to be injured. Nonetheless, of all victims who require medical attention, one-third are male. And female initiation of partner violence is the leading reason for women becoming a victim of subsequent violence. This is right. This is fascinating stuff.
Well, you know, John, we have known the figures that you are talking about. We have known this for 37 years. The very first study done by the National Institutes for Mental Health in this country was back in 1975, and it showed equal that men and women are equally likely to initiate domestic violence. That's known to be true in all of the English-speaking world. And yet, none of our policies are aimed at the facts. None of our benefit, none of what we do, deal is aimed at male victims of domestic violence, and none of the programs to treat are aimed at female perpetrators. And the fact that female initiation of domestic violence is one of the main causes of injury to women makes that highly ironic that we do not treat female perpetrators. If we did, things would be better. And that's what I'm talking about. Our approach to domestic violence is ineffective because we refuse to admit who does domestic violence, what domestic violence consists of, when it happens, etc.
Well, and the fact is that in many instances, I watched Ron Paul's farewell speech in the Well of Congress.
Yeah.
And he mentioned something. He had his list of complaints, and there were many.
No, there were.
But one of them was administrative courts.
Yes.
Now, when police officers show up on a domestic dispute, time was that they would play referees. They would play the role of peace officers, but that is not the case anymore.
No.
One or both are going to jail. Somebody is going to be arrested, whereas before it was simply a matter of showing up on that domestic violence call, separating them, telling one to hit the high road, go sleep it off, or if they were drinking or if it was bad enough, they might be arrested, but they would cease the violence by splitting the people up. Now they're being arrested.
Right. And one of the things that the Federal Violence Against Women Act does is it encourages states to adopt mandatory arrest policies. A study out of Harvard shows that that actually increases a woman's likelihood of being killed in a domestic violence incident. Why? Because people know what happens when you call the police on a domestic violence incident. They know what happens, and they don't want any part of it. What happens is the police show up, someone, as you say, gets arrested. That person is usually the man, irrespective of who started it. He is arrested. He is taken to jail. There is a temporary restraining order issued against him. If the wife calls and says, listen, this is a big mistake, I don't want this man prosecuted, it's not up to her. She doesn't have a say. The temporary restraining order says that he cannot contact her. He cannot go to her house. He cannot have anything to do with his children. His children can't see him. He can't see them. This can last for months. He has to hire an attorney, and very likely he will end up with something on his criminal record.
Mm-hmm.
And ask yourself, in some argument that a man has with his wife, in which there's shouting, and maybe he grabs her by the arm, or she slaps him, or something like that. Do they really want all of that? The answer is they don't. They don't want the involvement of the police. They figure they can handle it themselves, and usually they're right.
Mm-hmm.
So they stay out of it. They just opt out of the entire criminal justice system, which is usually the smartest thing they can do. In a few instances, it's the absolute wrong thing to do, and that's when people get hurt seriously.
All right. We've got to take this bottom of the hour break. We've got a long segment coming up. If you would like to join in on the conversation, and as Bill O'Reilly will say, opine, 800-313-9443. We're talking today with Robert Franklin. The website, SaveServices.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, Robert, I once saw a municipal judge that was hearing a case, man accused of rape. And the woman was testifying, and the judge stopped the proceedings, and he called the woman to the bench. And she was no lightweight. She was a heavy-set woman. The man was more of a slender build. And he had her approach the bench. He took out a sheet of paper. He folded it in quarters. He tore out the corner, and when he had opened it up, there was a hole in the middle of the page. And he handed her a pencil. And he says, "Now," he says, "ma'am, I want you to take this pencil and insert it in the hole." And as he did that, he moved the paper. Well, after 3 or 4 times, she says, "Quit doing that. How do you expect me to do what you ask if you keep moving?" He looked at her and he said, "Exactly my point." You know, so at a very young age, you know, right. I got a dose of common sense on this. But what I'm seeing here, if these are policies. Now, let's digress here for a second, because I see the federal government, its encroachment in everybody, everything, in all aspects, under the guise of safety and security.
Always.
In this country, I have never seen people more insecure and more in danger than I have in my entire life.
And from guess who?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Uncle Sam, he's only here to help us.
Yeah. Right.
I love my T-shirt that a talk show host up in Michigan gave me, 25 years ago. I love my country. It's my government I fear.
Right.
And I'm seeing this. So we have all these people that want to supposedly do good under policy, and they pass laws, but based on what? I mean, if we're supposed to be afforded constitutional protections, how do we constitutionally protect ourselves under laws that are unconstitutional?
Right. The expansion of federal criminal law has been astonishing over the last, 20, 30 years, something like that. There are now, and legal scholars don't even know the answer to this question. How many federal criminal laws are there? There's no answer to that question.
Well, I put it this way. Robert, I've said this. Mm-hmm. Before you get out of bed in the morning and your feet hit the floor, you've probably broken a federal law.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the answer is somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 separate criminal laws. Allow me to describe a crime to you.
Okay.
A man had two business partners, and their business was they caught spiny lobsters off the coast of Honduras. They took the lobsters on shore and to their processing plant in Honduras, where the lobsters were cleaned, packaged in plastic bags, and placed on a refrigerated ship for shipment to the United States, where they would be sold to a distributor, and the distributor would in turn sell them to restaurants like Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crime.
And
you missed it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Well, the crime is, and by the way, the three business people plus their distributor were arrested, charged, and convicted of three separate felonies each, and they were made to serve 8 years in prison each. You're still not clear on what the crime is. The crime is the lobsters were packaged in plastic bags.
I see. And what was that? And that was a potential suffocation problem?
No. They were dead. I mean, Honduras has a regulation that says lobsters are to be packaged in cardboard boxes, not plastic bags.
Uh-huh.
Now, does Honduras enforce that regulation? No, they do not. They don't care. The processing plant was on Honduran soil. They knew about it. They knew what was going on. But according to the federal Lacey Act, the United States Lacey Act, any violation, any commerce done in violation of a regulation of another country is a felony. And since they got paid for the lobsters and deposited the money in the bank, there was also a money laundering charge, and then, of course, there was the conspiracy charge as well.
I have seen so many cases, federal cases,
right,
that are treated, it's like throwing dirty diapers against the wall and see which
right
one sticks.
Right. Now, these people were legitimate business people. They were not running drugs. They were doing nothing whatsoever wrong, with the possible exception that they didn't know to package the things in cardboard. Honduras does not view this, even if they enforced their regulation, they wouldn't have viewed it as a crime. It's just, no, you don't do it this way, you do it this other way.
Well, and at that point, maybe a fine was issued, but corrective measure could have been taken. But
absolutely.
But then there's a lot of people here that stand to make money down the line.
Right. Again, these people are doing a legitimate business, and the point being, they had no intention of breaking any law.
Ah, the intent factor.
Yes. But that's what you learn the more you look at this, is that the requirement, the traditional requirement of a criminal intent has been done away with in case after case after case after case. You want to talk about children? I'll tell you about a young girl, a high school student in Florida named Lindsay Brown. She was an excellent student. She was 1 week away from graduation. She was so enthusiastic about school, she was already moving into her apartment to begin college in a few weeks. In the process of moving, her personal belongings, kitchen items, etc., a kitchen knife slipped out from a box and was on the floor of the back seat of her car. Mm. She didn't know it was there. She drove to school the next day, felony.
What was right? What was the intent there?
Right. There, of course, she not only didn't have the intent, she didn't know it was there. She had no idea. And yet, that is a felony.
Well, in a particular case that I experienced here in Austin, the Austin PD, I got pulled over one day going down 35. Yes, I was speeding. I stand accused.
Yes.
But I got pulled over, and I was transporting my 45, which I generally kept in the office for protection, because as we know, when, you know, that's another issue that we'll get into as well, people's rights to own firearms is
right.
curtailed by this as well. But
right.
I was transporting the 45 from my apartment to my place of business because I was out shooting over the weekend.
Yes.
So there I am, the gun, I put it, I had a stack of paperwork on the floor of the truck, I put the gun on top. Well, I didn't notice that the gun had fallen on the floor, and it was partially obscured.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they confiscated the weapon and charged me with a crime, and I said, wait a minute. I actually got taken into the police station, and I said, what are you people doing? They said, well, we found a 45 in your truck. And I said, well, I hope so. That was mine. And they said, well, you were transporting it illegally. Now, the laws have since changed, but you were still able to transport a weapon within the three-county area. But they ignored that and confiscated the 45.
Right.
And I was going, well, wait a minute here. I'm trying to use common sense here. I didn't know that that was against the law, but I wasn't threatening anybody. I wasn't brandishing a weapon.
Right.
It was for security at the store, because I know that the cops sometimes don't show up on the scene, sometimes between death and rigor mortis somewhere.
Right. Well, you know, and the standard answer that you get is, quote unquote, ignorance of the law is no defense.
Mm.
But think about where that came up. Think about where that saying originated. It originated when criminal law consisted of things like murder and rape and robbery and other theft offenses, things that everybody knows are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your case, you didn't know what you were doing was wrong. The kid at school, Lindsay Brown, didn't even know she had a knife, much less that it was wrong to have one. The lobster importers didn't know. And I'm here to tell you, I'm a lawyer. If you put every U.S. attorney in a room and give them a test over federal criminal law, they don't know those laws. You know they don't.
Yeah, well, I had the same conversation with a Michigan state senator one time. I was led into his office. He had all his law books in back of him, and I said, you know, I said, the problem here is you can probably cite me case. I says, but where is the common sense?
Right.
Under a common law principle, people had common sense. They had a common understanding of what you just said, what
yes.
is right and wrong.
Yes.
This thing...
There was a moral component to it.
Exactly.
And there's nothing immoral about importing lobsters from Honduras into the United States.
Or, for that fact, I mean, this is Texas. I mean, it used to be that people had pickup trucks, they had the racks, and you could see their rifles in the back window. They used to drive around here drinking beer out of brown paper bags, for God's sakes. You know, so, I mean, things are going at light speed.
Yeah.
And this is all being done administratively.
Right.
And it's driving me absolutely crazy, because anymore. And I've said this on this program many, many times. The maxim in law used to be that you were guilty of something until, or I'm sorry, you were innocent until you proved yourself innocent in a court of law.
Right.
There was a process. There was a due process. Now, in most instances, and just not the subject matter we're talking about here today, but the presumption is you're guilty until you're thoroughly vetted or you yourself prove yourself innocent against the state's charges.
Well, the fact is that when you remove the element of intent, when a prosecutor no longer has to prove that you intended to do the act and that you appreciated the wrongness of the act, all they have to do is prove you did something. You know, all they have to do is prove that you imported lobsters into the United States, and once they've done that, you're guilty, and you know your response that, look, I had no way of knowing that there was anything wrong with this. It's irrelevant. It doesn't even, nobody ever hears that. And that is the greatest erosion of the presumption of innocence I have ever encountered.
Well, I did, on that gun case, I did hire an attorney, paid an exorbitant amount of money for this, and he even told me before court, he said, you know, there's a good chance we're going to lose this on the first round. He says, but we'll nail it on appeal. It's a classic gun case. And I said, well,
right.
Wait a minute here. I said, what are we talking about money-wise? He said, well, maybe $25,000,
$30,000. Only that.
And I stopped him, and I'm sitting in the courtroom, and I see the judge looking over the prosecutor's shoulder at me, and I see my attorney, and they're having their little confab, looking over at me, and the judge stops the proceedings and looks at me and says, Mr. Stadtmiller, what is it that you want? And I said, well, Your Honor, I said, first of all, I said, I'd like these charges dropped. I said, but we have an overzealous prosecutor here. I said, so what I would like is a trial by jury. Not necessarily, you know, and I said, I would like a fully informed jury because this law is bad.
Right.
And I want the jury to be able to hear the law because they have the ability to not convict and to basically
right.
throw this thing out on its ear. Do you know, and this is the honest God's truth, Robert, they adjudicated it, you know, pushed it off to the, well, if you're a good boy, you don't get in trouble for a year. That routine. Did I get my 45 back? No, I did not.
Oh.
But the lawyer looked at me after we were packing up and walking out. He looks at me and he says, who do you know down here? I said, I don't know anybody. He said, you've
right.
got to know somebody.
Right.
That prosecutor, man, she really wanted you. And I said, well, I said, I just want a fair hearing in front of a jury of my peers, and I want them to be able to nullify. The jury can nullify.
Right. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something that people don't realize, and judges are not eager to know.
Oh, brother, that's an understatement.
Right. Right. But you know, I've been licensed to practice law since 1980, and I can tell you that the jury system is one of the greatest exercises in direct democracy our system affords. It may be the greatest, because nowhere else do just regular old folks off the street decide directly, you know, whether somebody keeps or loses liberty,
yeah.
whether somebody keeps or loses their personal belongings, etc. Those are very weighty decisions. Jurors take them very seriously, and it's one of the best systems we have in place in this country.
Ooh, well, Robert, I have
you disagree.
Well, but I have a problem here because we have judges actually, in my estimation, they're jury tampering by not allowing the jury to hear the arguments. I've been in court when a defendant will stand on a constitutional right.
Right.
If that was thoroughly vetted, well, the person would go free. But we have a system in this country right now that we have people locked up in prisons. I mean, how many people do we have locked up now? How many?
2.3 million.
Okay.
Give or take a few.
Yeah, give or take a few. And these are not, a lot of them are white-collar crime. A lot of them are nonviolent crime.
Right.
And these people should not be in a prison. This has been turned into literally a money-making machine because
yes.
there's one other step before this. If the charge is egregious enough, as you say, murder or rape, generally this went in front of a grand jury. There was a presentment. Everybody got to throw everything out there. And then it was decided, is there enough meat here that we can take this forward?
Right.
Well, the prosecutors themselves have precluded people from doing that. It's become their game.
Right.
A sealed
right.
game. Okay,
right.
We got to take this break. Getting into some fascinating stuff here.
Yep.
You being a lawyer since 1980,
yep.
I'm sure you've got some insight into the courtrooms yourself.
I do indeed.
We'll take the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Robert, the family unit is obviously broken. We have many entities with agendas out there going after the family.
Yep.
How much, just off the top of your head, if you were to throw out a figure percent, How much of this is driven by the quest for money, fines, and so on and so forth?
Oh, gosh. I can't put a figure on it, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the family law system consists of family lawyers. I've seen it many, 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 many times that, you know, divorces are surprisingly easy to do when the couple doesn't have money, and it's amazing how complex it becomes when they do. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's not funny, but you know what I mean. And there's an entire industry when it comes to child custody. There's an entire industry of guardian ad litem, psychologists, social workers, custody evaluators, et cetera, that are there to be paid by the court, i.e. the taxpayer, to give opinions about who should have custody. That sort of thing. But it goes much beyond that. The federal government, I mean, how far do you want me to go? The Child Protective Services, that's an entire industry, and one of the main parts of that industry is channeling children from parents into foster care, into adoption. Every adoption out of foster care gets paid for. The state gets money from the federal government, and if a child is called a special needs child, the amount triples. Guess what every tribal Indian child in the state of South Dakota is called by the state of South Dakota? A special needs child. So that if they are taken into foster care and then adopted, they are the state gets three times the money it otherwise would. I can go on and on.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Robert, this country is being ripped apart. I can remember, as a matter of fact, I was married and divorced at a young age. It was a mistake. We got caught up in the passion and at the final analysis after several years, we found out that, hey, wait a minute here. We don't need to keep doing this. And so we decided not to. And I happened to run into her. With her lawyer, I got on the very same elevator at the courthouse building in downtown Detroit, and I was shocked to see her, and she was shocked to see me, and I started conversing with her, and the lawyer grabbed her, and he started to step in front of her, and I looked at him, and I said, "What in God's creation are you doing?" I said, "That this is not a complicated divorce. I'm taking the cat, she's taking the microwave." You know, I mean, it was as simple as that, and we maintained a friendship afterwards. But yeah, I've seen this before.
Right.
The greater pile of stuff there, the more intense, and the billing process continues. Yeah,
right. It's absolutely clear as day when you're around. If you're around it enough, it's as clear as day, and it's a shame. But, you know, the lawyers and the army of custody evaluators and so on is just part of the deal. It's only part of the deal.
All right. Well, Robert Franklin, I appreciate you coming up on the program with me today. And that website is saveservices.org, and that stands for Stop Abuse and Violent Environments. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, sir.